podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 8, episode 33, episode number 2, 348. How's it going?
Wow. Going. Wait.
It's going.
Yeah, it is 348. That's wild.
So should we do something fun when we've made it to as many episodes as there are days in a year?
Ooh, oh, sure. I like that.
So would we, oh, yeah. Would we do 365 or 366? Because it's a leap year.
I think we should do 366 because it is a leap year.
It's a leap year. And that's more fun.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So what number is that? Oh, you guys are going to make me count.
Well, you're the one that's very good at
time.
It. So.
I'm 16, just going to say
in
now.
18 weeks.
18 weeks.
Okay. So that puts us in like.
If there's any weeks off.
So what? That puts
July-ish?
Us in like summer. Somewhere. Early summer. Good.
July-ish. Yeah. Something like that.
All right.
That's exciting. Okay. Yeah. I love that. I love that idea. Very cool. Yeah. Okay. So how's it going? Before I forget, happy birthday, Mr. David Gott.
Indeed.
Happy birthday.
Which is on Sunday. Yeah. Mm. Which brings me up, which reminds me, Irish Wish. And it's Ken Rylane. Irish Wish.
Oh, is that this weekend?
That's this weekend.
You're gonna have to remind me again on Friday.
Okay, I will. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Netflix. And then I'm gonna try to watch Rylane too if I get a chance to. Just because, you know, somebody said rom-com and I was like, fun, let's do it.
The trailer is very good. I would like to. I'm gonna watch something too.
Nice.
Cool. Speaking of movies, Oscars.
Yeah. I actually caught much of it, but I was in a bar, and so we like had the subtitles on. And first we had to ask if we could change the sports ball, but they're okay with it.
Yeah. I thought that they were fun this year. Actually, Kimmel did a good job; he kept it moving. Yeah,
she's back.
There's a kitty.
Yeah,
there's a kitty back here.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, I missed the opening monologue. I missed the first hour because bedtime because it started earlier this year. But
yeah.
Also, ABC. So like we don't have live TV or like cable. We have a digital antenna, and ABC is like the one channel we consistently can never get in our digital
antenna. Oh no.
Right. I don't know where they're broadcasting from. Very infuriating. So it took us a while to figure out how we could watch it, and eventually I had to sign up for like a live
TV.
No, we signed up for Fubo because it has a like a free trial period.
Yes. Yep.
I was impressed. It's a nice service, but like
yeah, make sure
you
cancel before the first week.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Exactly. Because it's like usually like all of our like linear television needs can be achieved by the digital antenna, except for when it comes to ABC.
Yeah.
So we missed a bunch, but I feel like we caught the back end of the show, which.
Okay. I missed some of the beginning too. And I don't honestly even know like when I started watching it because we had to like find the channel in this bar. And then we couldn't figure out at first how to put on the subtitles. So it was just like, I see the images. I don't know what they're saying.
Right. Boy, that's a pretty dress.
Right.
So I watched from the beginning and pretty consistently through, all the way through. I thought Kimmel's monologue was pretty funny in the beginning. He only managed to piss off a couple of people, one of which I think was Robert Downey Jr., but I couldn't tell if that was part of the bit or not. Because you know, RDJ is very deadpan.
Yeah, I feel like he's usually in on the joke. I don't feel like he gets pissed off often.
But they were reporting the next day that he was actually pissed.
Hmm.
So I don't know. What else was there?
The dog. So I guess that's the dog from Anatomy of a Fall, which I still haven't seen.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to
pissing
look
on pissing on the Matt Damon star. I was like, I just love that.
I love the commitment to
Matt
that
Damon.
Bit.
Yes, it's just like years running.
And the best part is it was at the very end of the show, right?
Yeah.
Where like it
was like the
outro. There.
It was very like a, if you know, you know.
Yeah, and if you don't, there's a cute dog.
Then you're just like, oh, that's funny.
Like, that's weird.
Oh, no, you can't go up there. Okay, we got to talk about I'm Just Ken, which was fucking amazing.
Oh my God, it was a highlight.
It looked amazing, and I saw the words. I did not hear the audio.
You need to go back and rewatch it. It's all over the internet.
Yeah.
I've watched it like 10 times.
Yeah,
it's
oh my God. Oh my God. Like, Eden had a really, like, has been having a really hard sleeping thing, but like, daylight savings time, like, made it worse.
Oh, it's the
and
worst.
I was just like, I had to keep going in and out of her room. And I was like, if I miss, I'm just Karen. If I miss it, Karen, I swear to God. I literally to Daniel, I was like, if it even seems like it's coming on, you knock on that door. You knock on the door.
Come on, knock on my door.
It was so good. Like, so did you read the Vanity Fair piece? I think it was Vanity Fair Variety. One of the V's.
No, I feel like I don't have time for Vanity Fair articles too long.
That's true. So it must have been Variety. It must have been Variety. Because I also don't have, it takes me like 7 days to get through a Vanity Fair. Yeah, like, exactly. I will try. Most I will keep active that up. Adults
don't have time for an Atlantic article or a Vanity Fair article. We just don't have time.
I mean, they're always well written and very well researched, but
sometimes if I'm waiting especially long time in a waiting room for a doctor, that's when I can read them.
Yeah. So I, okay. So I was reading in the Variety how it came about. So it was all Gosling's idea. He insisted that those four women sit in the front because it was important that all four of them sang along with him.
That's awesome. He
went to them with the idea to parody, to do a tribute to Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from Gentlemen Prefer Blonde. That's why it was set up like that. All of that, like, he went to them and was like, this is what I'm envisioning. And then the people worked with him to make that happen. I thought it was amazing. Yeah, it was so good. I have truly watched it. Like, I watched it three times that same night once it hit online. I was like, it just makes me so happy in a world where things are very stressful.
I feel like I now want to go watch it again. I think when we're done here, I think we're going to watch it again.
But yes. Yeah, or when we do a commercial break, we can watch Shandy watch it too.
Oh, yes. That's an even better idea.
Yeah. I'll play it on the thing.
But like, I love that the other Kens were in it. Like, they easily had hired like just all dancers, but the fact that like they prominently featured like the other Kens, like, it was great.
Yes, the whole thing was just so good. Have you seen the video? So Martin Scorsese's daughter Instagram lived him during the performance. And you know, there's that famous Eminem performance where he's asleep and there's like a picture of him sleeping.
I did not know that.
No, I don't know if I'm familiar.
You would know the picture, I think, Amanda, if you saw it. Okay. I don't know if you would, Shandy, but I think, Amanda, you definitely would. So she had two different clips on her Instagram live that I saw. Maybe some had expired before that. And he's like into it. Like, the men run down the aisle at one point during the first clip, and you can see he's like, what is happening?
Like, I mean, the song unites everyone. Like, how could you not love this song? Like, I knew it wasn't going to win Best Oscar, but like, it should have. Like, it should have won.
I know.
Like, it's just, it's such a moment of delight in like a very sad, dark world.
Exactly. But you know, Billie Eilish did a wonderful job with What Was I Made For. It kind of made me cry. And I don't, you know, I'm okay with that song, but I've never been like, you know, it hasn't really resonated with me more than when we saw it in the movie. And like, you know.
Yeah. See, I did miss the performance of I figured it was probably towards the beginning.
It was the very first one. So she was first, and then I forget what was second. Then the natives were third,
which was really cool.
It was really cool. And
looked
then
great.
The Diane Warren song was fourth, which she had a temper tantrum and left because they didn't announce the nominees' names when they read it off. The same as with Best Picture. And the reason they didn't do that was because they'd been read all throughout the night. So the producers said, you don't need to read them. But she had a fit and left. And apparently, like, Ava Longoria, because it was for her movie that she did that song for, was like embarrassed. And she like noped out of the situation real quick, like did a like, whoop, nope. There was like backstage gossip, like, but people went on record to say that they saw, like, it was widely reported that, she had a fit because she was pissed that they didn't say her name. But the song wasn't that good, so I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't gonna win.
Yeah, I mean, it was an okay song. I would bop to it on the radio, but like, you know, it wasn't Oscar winning.
And the John Baptiste song too. I really loved that
was the one that went.
I also really loved that documentary. I didn't realize that it wasn't in the best documentary category, but it's really? It's a beautiful documentary. It's definitely worth a watch. But I do love that song.
Yeah.
And I love that you could like tell like the way he was singing. It's like, oh, he's got to be able to see his wife. Like, she must be sitting close enough that like he can see her. Just like the way he was motioning to the audience. And it was just, I thought it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that is sweet. But no, I'm just Ken. You're right. It was a barn burner. Like, it brought the house down.
Yeah. And it's the only, and like, I, again, cause I joined late, so I feel like I didn't see all the performances, but like the, all the other ones were like, were notably truncated versions of the song, but they let him just be like the full, I mean, and not the full thing. It's like 11 minutes, like in the actual movie, but like the radio cut. It was like the full radio cut.
Yeah. And the best part was Shandy earmuffs for 1 second. Well, it's fine. You're going to watch it in a minute anyway. We're going to make you watch it.
Oh, okay.
The best part was when, like, they, like, fucking Slash was up there.
Slash?
I mean, I saw that.
Slash was there.
I saw everything. I just couldn't
hear it.
So, and I had the subtitles. But
yeah.
Still,
and as we know from the music video, Slash and Wolfgang von Halen, and obviously Ronson, because he produced it, like, he wrote it, like, they're all in the original recording, so it's just really cool that they came out on stage.
Gosh, I completely forgot all about that. Yeah, and it was really, I just love that behind the scenes there. I don't know, but I love it. Thank you for bringing that up. I had totally forgotten.
Yep.
It's not that I haven't watched that video a million times, but whatever.
I know, right? it was great. Like, it was just, and it sucks, like, that Barbie only won for the song, What Was I Made For? Didn't win anything else. Not even set production, which they built fucking stages.
Right. Like, it really was an ingenious, a beautifully imagined concept.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, how they did the set. But, yeah, it was Oppenheimer's night. Guess now I have to see it, huh?
Almost made me want to not see it.
It's a good movie. It's worth seeing. Okay. It is good. Okay. It's good. Like, don't like, yeah. Don't be contrarian to a good movie just, you know, because I've never had a cat in this office because Zoe never came downstairs. Like, we would try and she would run right back up. Yeah.
No, I don't. I actually, like, I don't like other people's opinions of things to affect my opinion of things. That actually annoys me about, like, hipsters, for example. So I really shouldn't be saying that because it won so many things. I don't want to see it. I'll see it eventually. I guess I'm just bummed that, like, you know, some of the other stuff didn't win much or anything.
Yeah.
So I know you guys, or Shannon, you saw Poor Things. Amanda, no, you haven't. None of us have seen Killers of the Flower Moon.
No, but I was still really bummed that they didn't win anything.
Mm-hmm.
Again, haven't seen the movie.
It's true. You know, it's like Martin Scorsese. He's getting very old. He doesn't have very many movies left in him.
I don't know. Some people are just keep going.
Yeah.
Well, thoughts on Emma winning over Lily? I know that there's a lot of people that have said, don't hate the player, hate the game. She did a great job. They both did a great job.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And it's like,
Emma's movie came out later in the year, and usually the tailwind propels the person.
But also, I mean, she was excellent in Poor Things. And I'm sure Lily was too. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I can definitely say Emma was phenomenal.
Yeah.
In that movie. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like, I haven't seen either, but like what I have read is that, you know, critics have said that, like, you know, that Emma's character also just like gave her more to do. It was like a more richly developed character.
Yes.
She had more opportunity to really, really go there and like give this performance. And like Lily Gladstone's, what was amazing about her performance is like how she was able to imbue so much humanity with such little character, like what little she was given, she was able to really turn it into a very powerful, meaningful performance. So like when it's that way, like, you know, like that is really hard to, you know, make that choice.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I think better. I was just bummed that they didn't win anything. Like, really?
Yeah.
You know, come on.
For like a year that had so many great, varied films, like it was almost more sad that like one film ran away with everything, because it's like it actually seems like a year where it was a lot of great films, and like I feel like that's not always the case. Like some years it is very like, there's like two great films and everything else is kind of like that's there too.
I felt like it was pretty split pretty evenly between Oppenheimer and Poor Things, because Poor Things took home a lot of the you know, production type awards, like editing, mm-hmm. costumes. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it was pretty evenly split. And then even with the acting awards, who won support? Oh, supporting actors. We watched The Holdovers.
Isn't it so good?
It's very good. It's, you know what? It was kind of exactly the movie I imagined it was going to be, but that didn't change anything. Like, it was really good.
Right. It's just like this enjoyable, and it's like, because it takes place the holidays, you're like, oh, I could watch this as like a Christmas movie moving forward. We could like add this into the rotation. Like, it just, it makes
maybe
you
that's
feel,
when I'll watch it finally.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the Vivian, Maestro?
Yeah. I feel like Maestro is the only one. I'm just like, oh.
I hadn't even heard of it. Like, oh, I mean, they got shut out, but I was like, what movie? That,
I mean, this theater nerd, like, you really have to do a number to make me not interested in a Leonard Bernstein movie. And like, I'm just not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, no, go ahead and say it, because I feel like I'm going to like agree with you 100%. So go ahead, say it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say the controversy behind it was the fake nose.
The fake nose, and just like,
his family said it was fine. So so once I said that, I was like, eh, you know what? This isn't my fight. I'm going to tap out of this one.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the try hardness of it all. The fact that he's like, I wrote it and I starred in it and I directed it and I produced it and I hung all the lights and I did my own nose.
Did you hear him? He said it took him 6 years to learn how to conduct that one song or whatever. And it's like, bitch, come on now.
Yeah, seriously. No, you're not impressing anybody. If anything, you were turning them off. Like, I love Carey Mulligan. I'm like a big, like, Leonard Bernstein fan, like, and I still was just like, I'm gonna pass. I feel like Bradley Cooper has ruined it for me. Humility would have been nice.
I don't dislike Bradley Cooper, and I love all the jokes about his mom that she kept making, like fun jokes that
she seems pretty great.
She seems pretty cool, pretty chill. He did do the cold open on Abbott Elementary School. Like that was immediately following, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I did watch that last night, and I was pretty. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Any other moments from the Oscars other than I liked a lot of the bits. The John Cena thing, that was great.
I missed that.
He was naked. Well, he wasn't really naked.
I mean, I saw that on the internet, but yeah. I don't know the parameters around it.
I read a really, there was an interesting article about it, a reaction to it, and I think the New York Times, and it was talking about how it's like it was funny, we all laughed, but it's also just like a reflection of how sexist we still are, like the society is in terms of like male bodies and female bodies. They're like, the reason it was funny is because it's like goes against what you would expect, but like you could never swap it out for a female body. Like that wouldn't have been done because female bodies are already like
objectified
and expected to be half naked. So things are only funny if they're unexpected, and you expect women to be scantily clad almost all the time. Yeah. It's like,
I still like the bit though. I still laughed.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I still oogled. I was like, how does one get their body to actually look like a Ken doll?
Lots of steroids.
And heavy weights.
And steroids.
Yeah. I also really liked the America Ferrera Kate McKinnon bit with Steven Spielberg.
That was pretty funny. That was a solid bit.
Yeah. Dr. Spielberg, is this true?
All right,
to whom have I been sending my tasteful news?
Tasteful news.
I must have missed that in the subtitling.
Yeah, there was a lot of really funny bits for the presenters. It was much better than like the Golden Globe bits, which were very awkward. And
Agreed.
Yeah. Like America Ferrera was stuck with Kevin Costner for her bit. Remember that? That was so awkward.
Yes, but I feel like I also very much pushed it out of my mind. So I don't.
Yeah, it was bad. She tried so hard and he was such an asshole. Anyway, any last thoughts about the Oscars?
It's an interesting way to watch them. I'm glad that I saw, because I wasn't expecting to see any of the Oscars. So the fact that I got to watch most of it with subtitles, even if I didn't have
sex. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you have fun at the bar at least?
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Okay, any other things happen other than the shitty time change this past week, which my entire family, my children have still not recovered? Moi cranky.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the extra hour of sunlight today after work.
I always enjoy that extra hour.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on, in the spirit of movies, which I don't really know actually where this is going, but That third Ask Reddit from a few weeks ago, which was an industry secret.
Nice.
Yeah.
The question was, what's a juicy industry insider secret that you know? And it was any industry.
I'm intrigued.
Here we go. Apparently, there's a symbol that indicates that when a book makes a bestseller status, there was a bulk buy. It's a footnote similar to an asterisk. It's a dagger. So if you see a like New York Times bestseller list or a bestseller like listed on Amazon, if they have that little cross dagger mark, it means that it's very possible that the RNC bought all of Don Jr.'s books. let's see. The next one is the entire international banking system runs on a COBOL, COBOL. On COBOL, a language from the dawn of computing, and it's basically impossible to ever replace. The system is very old and fragile.
Oh, that feels good.
But well established. what's next? I'm an academic researcher, and I can speak for a huge number in my field when I say, if you want access to our studies and they're behind a paywall, you can email us and we will send you the study. I'm genuinely delighted to share. And if you want further context for the results or what you have, I always try my best to oblige. That's
sounds about right.
That's wonderful.
I used the 12-foot ladder program, the paywall bypasser. It's like 12.12foot.io, and 9 out of 10 times it works for me to bypass a paywall.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I have access. Yeah, I've never heard of it either. But I still have like access to those databases. Perk of the field. JSTOR every now and then.
If you are ever on a website behind a paywall, you know how sometimes they'll load first and then like when you get down to like the paragraph they're going to start the paywall, then it like pops up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, and that's when I immediately say, seriously, you want me to pay for local news? Click.
News and Observer is so annoying like that. No, apparently if you just like let it load and then immediately turn off your Wi-Fi, it won't put the paywall thing up. Now the pictures might not load.
But who needs to see those?
Who needs pictures? Exactly.
That's a great hack.
Yeah. I'm a casino manager. It's definitely possible, more likely than you think, to win money in the short term. For example, if you walk in, bet on red/black on roulette, it's reasonably close to 50-50, not quite because of zero. So I guess 48, 52 or something. You might do this once, double your money and leave. Congratulations. You will always lose in the long term. Always. Nah. Anyone that thinks they have some kind of a system is a sucker. Yeah. A game would not make it onto the casino floor if the maths had not been rigorously checked and long term simulations run to confirm.
Did this person say maths?
Maths.
I love that. The British.
Obviously, the exception to this is poker because
That's smart. That sounds like some solid advice.
Yeah. Next up. Oh, yes. Okay. This one is going to, I think, especially Shandy is going to flip her shit. Ready? Okay. I've worked in online community management and social media for years. Admins can read all of your PMs. Private only means private from the masses, not from administration. We have to be able to read them to check reports of abuse, grooming, illegal activity, etc. I can't tell you how much cringeworthy shit I have to read through, especially from guys trying to hook up.
Oh, wow.
Th- That makes so much sense. But yes, it's, I guess, surprising, but in a very logical way, which means that
IT people at people's works can also read them too.
Yeah, that checks out.
This next one is disappointing. Your lobster tail at the Outback is microwaved.
That should not be surprising to anybody.
That checks out too.
Like, you took the chance. You went to the Outback. Like,
yeah.
And then you ordered favorite. The seafood. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It might be Sandra's favorite restaurant, but she's probably not ordering the seafood.
No. Let's see. If your baby goes to nursery/daycare, chances are those weren't their first steps, words, etc. that you witnessed. Industry standard is to not tell parents when these things happen, as it makes them feel bad. Aww.
Yeah,
I guess that's true, though.
I believe
it. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. On the Texas House floor, people push the buttons to vote for members who aren't even present that day. This happens multiple times on every single thing they vote for. That feels like cheating.
It does feel like cheating, but also I feel like I buy it.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Okay, the next one is about Boeing. The news about Boeing is not a surprise to me at all. The amount of resources they are able to delegate in an effort to deter whistleblowers is unfathomable to the average American/EU citizen. And I'm sure you all saw the news that happened today.
Yes.
The big whistle. Okay. So back in 2017, a big whistleblower came forward for Boeing, and he was in the process of still giving like testimony and depositions, and they found that he had unalived himself in a car outside of a hotel.
Oof.
Which my favorite thing I saw on Twitter was like, "Oh, Boeing's transition to killing people on the ground now."
Oh gosh! Ouch!
I mean, it's been widely speculated that he was probably. I mean, I don't want to get conspiracy, but like, you know, it seems like a Russian oligarch falls out of a window sketch. Because but one of the things he alleged was that they would literally like to speed up production, they would just take parts out of like the trash. I was reading through some of that stuff this morning. I was like, "Ooh, I'm taking the train." Thank you, infrastructure bill. Let's get those trains going. Yeah, let's
Good God. For more reasons than one, but
I worked in politics. There are a lot of people who write to a politician like they're a celebrity. They receive love letters and all kinds of weird stuff. There's also quite a sizable part of their mail that is comprised of people asking for a photo with an autograph, way more than you think. Sometimes because they're admirers. Others because they collect them. And then other cases you really don't want to know. I've worked for a female politician. Trust me, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't.
Believe it.
The dirty little secret within the secret is that the politicians I knew didn't sign anything. They had a machine that did all the signing for them. So
of course
technically,
they do.
The autographs weren't real. Well, that's cool. I've always wondered about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, nobody's got time for that.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. If you're nice to hotel staff, they are more likely to give you free shit.
Well, I mean, that I feel like that
checks out. Yeah,
a given.
It checks out.
Yeah, or you should just be nice to everybody because it's just nice to be nice.
Yeah,
yeah, that too. Let's see. I make wildlife films for big streamers and broadcasters. The sound is all either library or Foley. Amanda, what does Foley mean? What does Foley mean? Does that mean like stock? F-O-L-E-Y? Does that mean it's like stock?
I mean, probably, or like created in a studio.
Yes.
I mean,
reproduction of everyday sound.
If I could just say, yeah, I would imagine a lot of it is, I mean, everything gets like mixed in an audio mix, but I think it's not like drastically different. I think it's probably just heightening what's there. And like, because I think the ability to create like these nature documentaries is just like absolutely amazing. And in the amount of like time and energy and skill that goes into making them is just like beyond me. But like, yeah, of course you're going to have to supplement some sound. I mean,
fair enough.
They're like in the wild, like very close to like wild animals. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, all the great shots you do get, there's like a lot of stuff you don't get.
And you're probably like zooming in too, because you can't just be like sitting, hanging out right next to a lion.
Right. Like in the lion's mouth, so to speak. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, I think it's not like trying to bamboozle anyone. It's just, I think, just a nature of making a nature film.
Yeah. That's interesting though. Thank you. Thank you for the tidbit. Mm. Let's see. What is next? We'll wrap this up here. Most industrial places are not really as well maintained as they should be. That does not surprise me.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. I work in education. We are way behind the ball with student issues and are just flying by the seat of our pants, so to speak. We're in crisis and most parents simply want to drop their kids off and hope to have a normal experience. None of this is normal. You need to start having conversations with your kids about mental health and social media. It's not. If not, woof, our society is not in good shape. Well, that's very alarmist and scary.
Yeah, that's intense.
Also checks out.
Yeah, but also nothing's terribly surprising.
No. Let me see. We'll do two more. Let's see. In Australia, additional warranties are a ripoff. If a device or product can be reasonably expected to last 5 years without defect, then it can be held to that under warranty. Companies are fucked up. Same in the UK, and then somebody surrounded. Same in the UK, the biggest con being Apple Care. The notion that you have no recourse after one calendar year is bonkers.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense, though.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple more because I found some real quick ones. When I used to work for the Hyatt, the minibar was used but not declared, but the value was under $15. They wouldn't bother billing for it because it gave off an appearance that it wasn't synonymous with a 5-star hotel. Hmm. So you can get up to $14 free from the
minibar. Which is probably like one mini packet of chips.
Yes, seriously. It's like the Toblerone.
I only drank half of the mini water bottle. and then, are we still connected? Most times that will get an immediate response from an online chat agent. So I feel like I should try that. Because I've been asked that.
Oh, that's good to know.
That is good to know. Mm. And then finally, here we go. If you find an extra nugget in your order, it wasn't a mistake. You just got a cool employee.
Oh, nice.
All right. That was some of the juicy insider secrets that Reddit had to share with us there.
All right.
That's good.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we can do the feedback. All right, we are back and we are ready to get into the feedback. The first bit of feedback is from Matt. It's Facey back. We have Facey back.
Hooray.
And he says, I love A Town Called Panic. It's a Belgium stop motion animated film. Shandy.
Panic au village for Shandy. Panic in the village.
It's like if you made a movie out of the way you played with your toys when you were a kid. Absolutely wonderful. It's on something called Plex, and someone apparently uploaded the whole thing to YouTube. Here's what I hope is the super official trailer.
I believe Plex is like a fast channel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a, cool. What does FAST stand for? I used to know what the acronym is. It's like an ad. It's like, yeah, it's free ad-supported TV. It's free
ad-supported
TV.
Okay.
So it's like a streaming TV channel.
Tubi, Pluto are other examples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which we've had an interesting, did I tell you guys that Jay did the YouTube TV free trial month so we could watch the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Ah, did you like it?
Well, Jay being Jay, forgot to cancel it.
Mm. Oh, well.
But now he likes it so much that it's basically all he watches things on now. because it's and it's live TV. It's really like, crazy.
It's real TV.
Like he's started like DVRing things. Like
what?
It's really crazy.
How much is it called DVRing?
It's like $60 a month, which I think is very expensive, but it's
considerably cheaper than cable. So than like if cable, that's the exactly. If that's the comparison. It's like a much better deal.
Because that's how we cable. Watch. I know. Well, that's how we watch the Oscars, and the kids have been watching like Nickelodeon shows that have streamed on Nickelodeon, but haven't come to the streaming services yet. I said that, you know, unless we figured out a bunch of stuff to cancel, I don't know how long YouTube TV is going to happen, but I don't know. They're getting use out of it. So
that's good.
And to be fair, remember I took advantage of all of those deals at Black Friday. So I had actually significantly pared down a lot of my streaming services. We had a moment the other day when we went to use Hulu, which we only have now for what, the $1.99 a month deal. And we couldn't remember what email we used to sign up for the deal.
Right. Because every now and again, it like logs you out and you got to log back in. And it's like,
what is
my password? What is my email? Why do you do this to me? Probably for this very reason.
So I had to go into like the Google browser passwords and I was like, okay, which is the most recently added password for Google? Because there's like, is it this email? No, that's the email that we used to have the account under. And So it was pretty funny. But yeah, no, we're gonna have to figure that out. But because really, we watch Paramount Plus a lot, and that's it, really. Well, I don't know. We've been Disney Plus all the time, but yeah. So anyway, okay, cool, Matt. Thank you for the recommendation. And I guess this is if you're considering YouTube TV, this is Jay's two thumbs up. And I will say it is nice because we've been watching Survivor on it. And I don't have the delay that when I watch it through Paramount, the streaming app on live TV, YouTube TV does not have the delay that the streaming apps do. So it's nice to not be spoiled about something if I'm following like on Twitter, the live tweets. It's nice to actually experience it as they're happening and not be like, oh, so-and-so hit a home run in baseball and then, you know, have the pitch thrown out and then like the home run gets hit kind of thing.
Mm.
Got it.
Okay. Thank you, Matt, for the recommendation.
Yeah.
Let's see. We actually have, we have a couple emails.
Huzzah.
Yeah. Huzzah.
Hey, Mac and I have an understanding that she will have Bye 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 by NSYNC played at my funeral. Even if it only brings a smile to her face, that's enough for me.
Aw.
That's pretty funny.
That is.
I'm reading The Women by Kristen Hanna for book club. The book club is at my local library and hosted by a library employee in her 60s. The other three ladies that regularly attend include someone else our age, a lady in her 50s, and a lady in her late 70s. It's always enjoyable to get other perspectives on books, but this one is going to be extra special hearing two of their memories of the Vietnam War.
Oh, wow.
While reading today, I had to post this on Instagram and thought of you all. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but I know that you three are equally as frustrated, Mandy. And she sent in a screenshot current year in this book that she took a picture of is 1971. Why are we dealing with the same thing 53 years later? And it's the book is the Women, as she mentioned, by Kristen Hanna. And the quote in the book says, she lobbied for passage of the Equal Rights Amendment. She marched for a woman's right to a safe abortion and basic health care. Wah, wah.
Wah, ouch.
Yeah, that's rough.
Talk about all this has happened before and all this will happen again, huh?
Time is a flat circle.
Yeah.
Let's break that circle, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the royal ladies, royal you mm-hmm. ladies. Whatever, you know what I mean. People everywhere.
Everyone.
It's getting late. I am tired.
Well, thank you, Mandy. I think I have to say, so I'll have to look into this book, but I am sort of in love with your book club, Mandy.
I know, I love that.
Intergenerational friends is like something that we do not do enough of. And I just love the makeup of this book club. And I just love that it's at your local library. And I just love everything about it. That's great.
Me too.
Yeah, same. I want
to join a local library book club with a
yes,
a intergenerational group of people. I'm like, I'm very into this idea. I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have intergenerational friends when I geocache. I don't
know if that makes sense. Love it. Yeah, but no, same kind of thing. It's like a shared interest that like interests don't have a like age requirement. Well, I mean, some do, but you know, a lot of them don't.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Mandy, you have to let us know how the whole book is. I'm sure by the time you hear this, you finished it and you've read 4 more books.
But, exactly.
Yeah, right, probably.
But we're curious.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Add it to the book club, Matt.
Add it to the book club.
Yep.
Okay. And then, yeah, Andy update.
And then an Andy update. This work week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. So my boss has been out sick, but I think I will take the position. Good. There is basically no risk. And as Shandy said, it is good to learn something new to build up the resume.
Yeah. Woo!
Hear, hear. I concur. I was talking with my therapist about it, and we pinpoint a lot of my apprehension on my concern that taking it would just prolong my time there even longer than sticking with where I am. I also worry that I'll have a similar experience to the last time I left a long-term job when I crashed and burned with 2 jobs within a month and spent the better part of the year unemployed. Ooh. In retrospect, I was set up to fail for both, but it's hard to shake with my baseline insecurities. I'm trying to keep my focus on putting a good image out there for other employers because I need to shake things up with my life. Hopefully I can have some good news soon. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a great.
That's great.
Congratulations, Andy. I am very happy that you're going to take this position. And you never know. And maybe this is like the skill set that will get you hired to another job. Or like, I couldn't help but think of Jim Halpern, who didn't like intend to stay at Dunder Mifflin, but you know, he ended up just doing things within the company and went up
and then he left
the
to go
ladder.
Start his sports firm.
Yeah, he made it work for him.
Yeah. It's good, like met his wife there, you know. Yeah. Picking work
who
for
doesn't
Jim?
Love a good office reference?
It's true. This one applies. It's good. Good.
Yeah. Speaking of
also
Jim
Halpern, the Oscars.
Yeah, I was gonna say. What do you think of ladies? Think of the floating strap thing that
it just made it look like it didn't fit.
I thought so too. So I thought it looked better on Florence Pugh's dress, but
and hers was like that too. So it's like intentional like that it was that they were like floating off their shoulders.
Yeah,
I need to That's look like it up because I apparently didn't notice. Apparently, the TV in the bar just didn't really convey that, but I was reading about stuff the next day and they mentioned that and I was like, what? But yeah, apparently it's like a thing.
It's a thing that I think people are trying to make happen, but I feel like, I don't know. You have to be quirky like Florence Pugh to pull it off. I don't think Emily Blunt is quirky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. She has more of a like classic style.
Exactly.
It just looked like it was a very structured dress that like didn't fit properly was my take on it. But now knowing
yes.
it's a trend they're trying to get off the ground, I'm like, I don't think I like it.
Yeah. Okay. I just Googled some images and I'm 100% on board with that. This is weird. It looks like it doesn't fit.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's because I first saw it on her while she was sitting down. So I thought like, oh, wow, her strap's raised.
Honestly, I noticed it when she was, because I think the first time I saw her was when she presented.
Oh, that was a cute bit too.
I was like, yeah, it was a cute bit. But I was like, what's going on with her straps? What's wrong with her dress?
Just like permanently shrugging.
Yeah. Like it was just like her dress was like cast in like paper mache and they just like slid it on her. And it was like, oh, well, it's too structured. It doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I loved America Ferrera's sequin pink gown.
Oh, she looks
beautiful.
Stunning. She looked absolutely stunning.
Yeah, she did. I didn't really like Emma Stone's dress as
no.
much.
I didn't either.
I'm not a fan of that style, though.
Yeah.
No, me either. I mean, it looked like something that somebody would wear to the Oscars, but meh.
Yeah, looked like an Oscar dress, but not really. Yeah. Not my cup of tea. Yeah.
No, me either. I did like, you know, there was a, I guess it was kind of controversial on Twitter, or on fashion Twitter or whatever, but Jennifer Lawrence's dress with the polka dots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The weird, I liked it.
I feel like it was a presenter dress.
Yeah, she wasn't there to win anything.
Right, you wouldn't want to be photographed like holding your Oscar in that dress.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, sorry, Andy. We went on a tangent and I apologize.
Congratulations on the job. This is great.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Hopefully by the time, this decision.
Yes. And hopefully by the time you hear this, you will have been able to talk to your boss and get a start date.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Keep us posted.
Let us know how it goes.
And kudos to you for talking it out with your therapist.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I feel like that is a big thing with like therapy. It's not so much that you're curing yourself, but like you're arming yourself with the tools to like better understand like how your negative thoughts work and like taking their power away. So good on you.
Yes.
Here, here.
And then, we haven't matched what she said.
All right. I'll do it differently in the future.
Let me go out and come back in.
Sounds like I gotta suck it up and buckle in.
Put it physically off. Not on your body and not on the table.
In your pocket. You can feel it vibrate.
Speaking of Florence Pugh, you still have to do Oppenheimer.
It was a lot weirder than I thought it would be.
I couldn't attach to anything.
You will do it, Kate, and we're here for it.
Mm-hmm. It's a coming up. It's a coming up.
It's a coming up. It's a coming up.
Never gets old.
No, never. Oh gosh. Take it, Andy, and ask for a raise with it.
I'm glad. I'm glad you did all those at once, Matt.
Nice.
Nice indeed.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet and to the point. Kat, stop it. Now she's attacking the pillow. Don't do that. No, stop. Police, murder, help. Anyway. What time is it? We have an extra minute. Do you guys want to do one of those old would you rather questions kind of things?
Yeah, if you got them handy.
Yeah, they're right there. Let's see. We've got pick one, would you rather, or questions about me.
Would you rather?
Okay. Ready, guys? Pick a number between 1 and 3,000.
Such a wide range.
That's what she said.
2004.
Nice.
2004. 2008. You so 2000 and late. I don't know the rest of the words. Would you rather eat a bowl of spoiled caviar or 2 spoonfuls of tadpoles?
Oh.
Wait, how much spoiled caviar do you have to eat?
A bowl.
Ooh, I'd go with the less the tadpoles.
But are they alive?
I don't know, but that's less of them. You'll get it done faster. If you really had to choose, I'd rather go.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess you have I can't argue with your logic there, Amanda.
Yeah, fair enough. Ugh.
Okay, pick another one. I feel like it might be time to retire these and get more updated editions.
1,568.
Ooh,
I like it. I like it. 1,568. Ooh, hold on. 1,516. Oh, here you go. Would you rather spend the day relaxing in the park or shopping at the mall?
Park. Relaxing at the park.
Yeah. Who chooses to go to the mall? That hellscape.
That's a good Let's see. Any other choice? Let's see. Would you rather be a good listener or a good negotiator? Both have their pros.
Both have their pros. I don't know. I feel like I'm a better listener than I am a negotiator. So maybe I'll go with negotiator to try the other side of the coin.
Yeah, I'd like to be a good negotiator.
I was going to go listener. But, they're both good.
Yeah. We have parenting goals. Like, how can we negotiate? Like, please just go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah.
Or if you brush your teeth, what do I have to do to get you to do this and not bribe you with?
To like actually brush your teeth. Yeah. Or sleep in your bed.
Exactly. Let's see. Well, I'll pick a random number. Would you rather be given a good job through nepotism that you didn't earn or work your way through the ranks and earn your position?
I mean, the latter, but if I'm making more money earlier with the former.
Yeah, I would totally do
that. In this economy.
It's a coming up, roses.
It's a coming up.
All right. Let's see. One more. Somebody give me one more. These are so ridiculous. I think it might be time to upgrade these from the like 2010 edition, 2018 edition to a 2024 edition.
Let's go number five.
Ooh, nice.
Let's see. Would you rather spend your life looking for love or have the greatest love one could know, complete with a love story, but only for 1 year?
It's like that whole, like, is it better to
have loved and loved
to never love at all? Yeah.
But like only for a year?
Only for a year.
Only for a year.
I mean, I guess you could theoretically, like, you know, write like a novel or something about it and bestseller and make lemons out of that lemonade and, you know.
Because a year is not, I'm not saying you can't have a great love story for a year. I'm not saying that at all. But like.
But just shortchanging it.
Yeah. It's like you don't get the full.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
But that's the point.
It's like you're not farting in front of each other yet, you know?
Oh, I was farting in front of Jay like 2 weeks in. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's like once you do it by accident, you're like, well,
this is happening.
But you know what I mean? Like it's like 1 year is still pretty early. And the other option is that you're just looking for love your entire life and never find it.
Yeah.
That sucks too.
Right.
I mean, if that's it, then I'd go for the great love.
Right.
When nobody's saying that you can't have like awesome flings or hot sex or something for the rest of your life.
In both the scenarios, yeah.
In both, right, yeah. Right. And like in the second scenario, are you someone that desperately wants love? Like it's sort of like being denied something you actually truly, truly want, or like you just like never fall in love. Because I feel like that's two very different things.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
Because that's not like the goal for everybody. Like some people like, you know, they want to do other things. It's like not as much of a priority.
Yeah. I don't know which I would go with. I guess I would say the love for a year. Why not?
I think I would too.
Like when people go on Survivor and they're like, I came to play and take risks. Oh shit, I didn't really want this advantage that I had to work for.
Is it better to be voted out first on Survivor or to have never played at all?
Oh, what a question. I would say never played at all. Is that bad?
No, that's not bad.
All right. Well, on that note, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week when we talk about Irish Wish.
Irish Wish.
Irish Wish. Irish Wish.
And Rylane. If we watch it. I'm planning on watching them both, though. I'm very excited about this. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there.
Indeed.
Yeah. Make sure if you take a trip, go up to $14 on that minibar. But only if you're at a 5-star.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, like don't be trying to do that like the Holiday Inn. They're going to come after you.
Yeah, they're going to come after you for them dollars.
Yes, exactly. And it might cost them more like to pay the credit card fees to strive to do that for that like $3 candy bar. But you know what? It's worth it to them. Yep. They showed you who was boss. Anyway, whatever. I don't know where I'm going with this. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call 331-276-2373. If you like to be a patron, patreon.com/JNJack. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Rigner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Planet, and the Creepy Boopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so much. Check out the other shows on the network. Survivor JJC is back. Ramblecast After Dark. And this week is the return of The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy.
Nice.
Hooray.
All right, everyone. On that note, it's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you later. I got to go find a cat that's somewhere hidden under here. Somewhere. In this messy room. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.